Just tonight, I thank Pastor for allowing me to minister here tonight. Such an honor. We had a wonderful time in Pine Bluff on last Sunday evening. Yeah. And we're here tonight to be blessed of the Lord also as well. And sorry about that. But anyway, I ain't gonna be long before you tonight. I just wanna let God have his way in this place tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I wanna talk to you from a subject. Pastor Lane, I tell you, she was so powerful this morning, and I'm wanna follow in that vein tonight. I wanna follow in that same vein tonight and minister tonight. And I wanna come from a subject called The Supernatural Is God's Way. Hallelujah. The supernatural is God's way. Hallelujah. God's way of doing things. You know, God is a supernatural God. He operates in the supernatural. Amen. There's nothing flesh or carnal about God. Amen. I'm reminded tonight as we minister that we was at the old church over there on Highway 79. And it was a tractor-trailer truck was coming down the highway with full force. And an elderly gentleman was getting out into the highway. And this was a good truck driver because he did all he could to miss this truck, miss this car. And so he swerved and turned and everything, but he still hit him. But he didn't hit him as bad. He hit the car. And so I was looking at the whole thing. We were standing out in the yard there, the church there on 79 there. And I was looking at the whole thing. And I just threw my Bible somewhere. I threw it on we was driving that big van. Pastor, you remember that van, don't you? And I threw that Bible on that van somewhere on the running board or somewhere. And I ran up there to see if I could assist anybody or help anybody. And when I did, I went up there and they called who all they need to be there at that time and to help him to get out of the car and everything and get him to the hospital and see that he get medical attention and all. And so, you know, we was leaving the church. I didn't even think about my Bible. I just got in the van and took off and just began to drive home. And so when I got home, I noticed I did not have my Bible. And so I said, man, that Bible, I done lost that Bible. And I remember putting it on the van somewhere. Oh, man, ain't no telling where it is. So I went back over there and I looked. I couldn't find it nowhere. And so I began to pray. I prayed for about a week or two on that Bible. I said, Lord, that was my favorite Bible. I had that Bible marked all up and all my favorite scriptures was in that Bible. And I just loved that Bible. You know, I just would hold it close to me, you know, because it was the word of God, you know. And it was teaching me, and it was my consolation. It was my comfort, you know, that Bible, the word of God. But anyway, long story made short, I got a call from the sheriff department. And he called and said, we have something here that you might need. And they didn't tell me it was the Bible. I said, oh, I wonder what I did now. And so I went up there, lo and behold, he said, this yours. I said, yes, sir, sure it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But, you know, anybody could have got that Bible and kept it. It just was a Bible, you know. But to get it back to me, it was important to me that it get back to me. And that Bible traveled from where it did to somebody's hand, or somebody's hand to the sheriff department, in somebody's car, and all the way to the sheriff department. And my point is, that's the way the word of God is. The word of God, it leaves and it goes out. And it's the word of God is supernatural. Amen. And so I want to read a scripture tonight coming from Exodus 14, 13, and 16, through 16. And it says, Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptian whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. And the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Amen. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch it out, your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. Just the obedience of Moses to stretch out the rod over the sea for the children of Israel to go over. Can you imagine what was going on? The Pharaoh's army was behind them. And, you know, isn't that just like the enemy pursuing us today? You know, trying to attack us any way he can. Hallelujah. And there's obstacles in front of us to try to hinder us. But, you know, God wants us to be obedient. He wants us to be able to do what he's telling us to do. Amen. All it takes is obedience for God to move on our behalf. Amen. He told Moses, don't be crying to me. You know, use what I have given you. And God has given us so much. He's given us his word. He's given us his power. He's given us his authority. And hallelujah, it's time for us to stand up and declare what the words say. Amen. It's time for us to declare that no more, devil. You're not going to have this or that. And you know, we as people and children of God, we should not show any type of weakness in front of sinners. Hallelujah. Because the first thing they're going to say is, if that's the way they God is, I don't want to serve him. When you show weakness in the midst of sinners, you won't be able to minister to them in any kind of way. Amen. But hallelujah, we need to have faith to be able to say our God is well able. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I know my God is going to come through for me. Hallelujah. You, that's your faith that's speaking on the inside of you. He moved for me when I was young and he moved for me when I'm old. He's still moving today. Amen. You got to speak your faith in the face of opposition and situation. Hallelujah. And I want to let you know that I'm no authority on when trouble comes and situations arise. I'm no authority on that. Sometimes I fold up. Sometimes I have to resort to getting on my knees and crying out to God. But I know as a result, if I go back and find out what happened and then begin to repent, God will move for me. Amen. Because God can't move through sin. Amen. And he was telling Moses, Moses, don't cry to me. Stretch out that rod and allow the children of Israel to go across on dry land. Amen. The supernatural is when God takes our obedience and the physical things of this world and turn them into supernatural. I mean, you know, it ain't nothing physical but beyond a miracle that the Red Sea parted. Amen. That was supernatural. How many of you all have parted the Washita River over there? Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, come on, somebody. Be real with me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a miracle within itself. Parting the Red Sea and millions, how many million was it that crossed over on the other side? Hallelujah. But I want you to know that the same power that was in Moses is in us. Amen. That same fire that was in the burning bush is in us. Amen. I want you to know that God is not a respecter person. If he did it for Moses, he'll do it for us. He'll do it for the church of the living God today. Amen. And our obedience will bring transition in our life. Amen. Number one, I want you to understand tonight that our obedience in feeding on the word of God is going to bring the supernatural. You're going to have to feed upon the word of God daily. The Bible say, my daily bread. Amen. You're going to have to get into the word. I don't care if you read one scripture a day, you know, but you got to get into the word of God, you know, because the word of God is so powerful. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you begin to read the word of God will cause you to come alive. Amen. The word of God is truth. Everything else is not, almost a liar. You know, things that are happening now is lie, but the word of God is truth. I was listening to the radio not too long ago, and they were saying on there, they promoting a movie. And, he was talking to his son. You probably haven't heard it. I don't know the name of the movie, but I just heard the part where it said that wasn't the word of God written by men? You know, he was trying to make his son look bad in front of him. Wasn't it wrote by men? You know, like it wasn't anything. You know what I'm saying? But it was written by, I think it's in First Timothy. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and instruction, that the man of God may be furnished to all good works. Amen. And so if it was written first by the finger of God. Amen. But now we have this word of God, and the word of God is truth. In Psalms 119 and 160, it said, the eternity of the word of truth and every one of your righteousness judgment endures forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So the word is truth. Everything else is lie. I don't care if the doctor give you a report, the word of God take priority over that. Hallelujah. I mean, it may be facts. It may be real to the physical realm, but God is a supernatural God. And it says in his word that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Amen. So which one are you going to believe? Which report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the word of God, which is truth? It's truth. In the beginning, I believe man did not have no sickness. Amen. Sickness came on the earth as a result of sin. Hallelujah. Man was made perfect. Amen. In all his being. And so therefore, we have an enemy of infirmity that's trying to come against us. Amen. And so the word is truth. And so you can believe the word. Amen. The word is living and active. In Hebrews 4:12, it said that for the word of God is living and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder the spirit, the soul, the joint, and the marrow. So the word is active. Hallelujah. When you release the word of God, it goes forth. You know, it goes out. It doesn't just linger with you. It goes out of your mouth and does what it's supposed to do. Bible says it will not return to the Lord void, but it will accomplish what it said. The centurion soldier, what did he say? He said, Lord, you are not worthy that you come under my roof. I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. Just speak the word only. If it's not a lie, I mean, Jesus didn't get on the telephone and said, be healed. Hallelujah. Did he not? Come on, church, wake up. Let's have church tonight. Come on, be real tonight. Come on. He didn't get on the telephone. He spoke the word because the word is living and it's active and it had to leave Jesus' mouth. Hallelujah. The Bible said, now I'm going to tell you how the word got there. The Bible said that angels, they work on our behalf. They heed the word of God. Can't you see that angel walking over to that little girl and healing his servant? Can't you see that? Hallelujah. That healing angel. I think it's Raphael, the healing angel, going forth and making that word that Jesus spoke alive and active. Amen. And it's doing the same thing today. The word of God is quick and it's powerful. And you know, the Bible said, Jesus said that I saw Satan fall from heaven just as quick as you can bat your eye. He was down here on earth. Amen. Kicked out because he committed high treason. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how fast the word of God is working for you and on our behalf. Amen. And that's what we have a problem of speaking that word out. Don't be afraid to speak the word out. I remember when I was in the nursing home and I was in Houston, Texas and I just wanted to do everything I could for the Lord. Amen. Cause he had been so good to me. I went to the nursing home and this other little lady, I never will forget it, you know, cause the devil want to shut the church down and not speak the word of God because he know what the word of God is going to do. Hallelujah. If it did it for Jesus, it's going to do it for us. And I begin to pray for this lady and I begin to say, devil, you a liar. You can't have a lie. She said, son, please don't say that so loud. The devil going to hear you. You know, that's what we want the devil to do. We want him to hear us. And he's the one that we're talking to. Amen. Well, I want you to know that the word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's active and it's alive. And we have to speak it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible say the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hallelujah. It can illuminate your path and it can illuminate you to walk in. It'll lead you and it'll guide you down the path of righteousness. That's what a light is. If you're in the dark, the word of God will lead you. It will shine the light upon what you need to do. Amen. How many of you ever had a problem and you had a problem and you didn't know you needed some enlightenment. You needed some revelation. Hallelujah. And not Thelma's revelation 2:34. It says either Thelma's way or no way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, I work in the schoolhouse and these kids come out there and think they having a Burger King day. You know, it's my way today. You know, any way you want to do it, it's my way. I said, no, it ain't your way today. Hallelujah. We're going to learn something today. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. The word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hallelujah. You can trust the word of God. Amen. Believe the word of God. And I tell you, the word in Jeremiah 5:14, it said that the word is like fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word is like fire. It says in 14th verse, therefore, thus say the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire. And this people would, oh Lord, and it shall devour them. I remember when Robert Morris came to Camden, Arkansas, Pastor Crystal, the Freedom Ministry, Robert Morris, when he came to Camden, he prophesied over Thelma and I. He said, speak the words of God. It said, you need to speak the word in this city. It's a lot of dry sticks in this world, in this city. And you speak the word and catch them on fire. Hallelujah. How many of you know ZZ Hill? That's his name. He come out with a phrase that said, what's his name, baby? Evie Hill. I call him ZZ Top in him. Evie Hill. Evie Hill. He come out with a saying, if you can't shout and praise the Lord, somebody ought to stand up right now. Come on, stand up and give the Lord a hand clap in the house of the Lord. It said, if you can't get up and praise the Lord, your wood is wet. Amen. There's something wrong with your wood. You got to be on fire for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want my wood wet. I want to be on fire. And the word of God is like fire in your mouth. setting things, setting the course of our life on fire. You speak the word of God and it's bringing fire out of your mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all need to be on fire tonight? Come on, come on. The word will do it. Amen. The word will set you on fire. Amen. Out of your mouth, because it's an all-consuming fire. Hallelujah. And then the word say, in, you know, the word also is a hammer. The word of God is a hammer. In my word, like a hammer. I love that phrase. We got it on, when we go into our Bible, on the internet, that's what the come up. Jeremiah, that scripture that said, my word is like a hammer. Hallelujah. I remember Pastor Jerry preaching a message on, faith and the word of God. And he said, I used to do construction work. And he said a lot of guys would stand around. They had to bust this concrete up. And they would hit that concrete and it looked like nothing happened. It would bounce back and nothing happened. But they kept on working with it. They kept on working with it until finally they saw a ripple that run out. And, you know, they said they had it then. Amen. But see, the word of God, when your problem and situation seem like it's not going to, and nothing moving, nothing happened, but you begin to speak the word of God, it'll break it in pieces. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you need some situation broken pieces? Well, the Bible said the word of God is like a hammer. Amen. Hallelujah. And so it's breaking things in pieces. And it's like the word of God is a seed. Hallelujah. You can plant the word of God. You plant the word. You know, Paul says some water and some plant and some seed. Jesus see the increase. Amen. So when you speak the word of God, you are planting. Amen. Hallelujah. Also, it said that the word is like a sword. Ephesians 6:17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is like a sword, cutting things out of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times you be sitting in service and the ministry is ministering the word of God and you know you being cut. Hallelujah. You being cut. You know, things are being cut out of your life because the word go inside and it cut and separate and discern things that's in your life. Hallelujah. That's what the word is for. It's for that. Now, you didn't know the word does all that, did you? Yeah, you did. You just don't want to use that word. Hallelujah. But we must use the word of God in our situation. The word is like a hammer. It's like a fire. It's like seed. Oh, my goodness. It's like a sword. Hallelujah. All these things the word is doing for us. And then we sit and we say, oh, me. Oh, my, what am I going to do? I'm overwhelmed of this thing that's coming against me. And it's just like what he told Moses. Don't cry to me. Don't cry to me. I've given you my word and I put my word in your mouth. Your word, the word of God is in you. Hallelujah. And you, it said, the Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone. But what? By the word, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Joshua 1:8, which is pastor's favorite scripture. This book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth. But we meditate on it day and night that we may observe to do according to all that's written therein. Then this word will make us prosperous. And then what? We will have good success. Hallelujah. Good success. That's what the word does. Hallelujah. And if we be obedient to the word of God, God is going to honor that word in our life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have number one, that the word of God is all this to us. And number two, it says that our obedience in praying in the spirit is supernatural. For we, in 1 Corinthians 14:2, it said, for He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understand him. However, in the spirit, he speak what? Mysteries. Hallelujah. That's supernatural. You know, for you to be sitting here and God speaking to you. You know, you can say, I just heard the Lord say this. You did? I didn't hear it. You know, that's supernatural. Hallelujah. God can talk to us individual in crowds of people. Hallelujah. He speaks to our spirit. Hallelujah. Isn't that supernatural? You got a direct line to God, a red phone. Hallelujah. And the old people used to say, call him up. He's never busy. Never busy. He's waiting on you to call. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's calling heaven. But God has put his spirit in us. And praying in the spirit is praying mystery to God. The devil don't understand it. And only you can understand it if God give you the interpretation. Hallelujah. It's so powerful until the enemy, if he had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. They didn't know. But God revealed these things to us by his spirit. Amen. And so I tell you, when I got the Holy Spirit of speaking in tongue, before I approached somebody, I had it bad. I had it real bad. I can see you coming from about far from here, those balcony right now. I can see you coming. I begin to, and you coming toward me, and God began to tell me what to say to you when you get to me. Hallelujah. That's the way the Spirit operates. That's the way it operates in our lives. Jude 20 says, stir up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You're building yourself up on faith. Hallelujah. Because the mystery of God is empowering you. It's giving you strength that you need from on high. How many of you know you can't do these things in your own natural strength? You can't do that. And that's why it's got to be a supernatural power invested on the inside. Moses couldn't part a Red Sea, but he could stretch out his rod. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't part nothing either, but you can speak the word. Amen. You can pray in the spirit. All these things are supernatural for the believer to be able to go forth and be what? More than conquerors. Hallelujah. Because Jesus has given it to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited about it. Amen. Moving into the supernatural of God. Amen. And your obedience in the word, feeding on that word, getting that word down in you. Hallelujah. When I found out about the word of God, I couldn't get enough. My wife will tell you, I just read. I read myself to sleep. I wake up, I read. And I love the word so much, I begin to just quote whole scriptures and stuff like that. I said, well, I want to have something in me. I want to have the word of God in me. And you know, the Holy Spirit, when you put it down in you, when you begin to speak in the Spirit and build yourself up in tongues and build yourself up, the Holy Spirit will bring to remember the very word that you need to speak to cause things to turn around. Hallelujah. And so that's why we need to feed up on the word of God. And that's why we need to pray in the Spirit. These things are supernatural in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so my last point is our obedience in hearing the voice of God is supernatural. So when the Lord, this is scripture from Exodus 3 and 4. It says, so when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. There's a call tonight. There's the challenging of El Dorado and things on our job. And there's a call tonight. And the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Whom will go for me tonight? Hallelujah. Whom will speak my word? Who will be on fire for me? Hallelujah. Whom will go forward for me tonight? God has equipped us. He put on shoulder pads and helmets and knee pads and hip pads and everything like that. But I'm telling you, he has equipped us. I'm just using that analogy because it's football season. But anyway, when he equipped you, and you and I without excuse, hallelujah, and not to offend nobody to say you're not doing these things. But what I am saying tonight that God has given it to us and we have to use it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said, my sheep hear my voice and a stranger they will not follow. Amen. We hear the voice of God and God is speaking to us every day, 24 hours. I remember that the Bible say that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is looking for us to just obey him in the things that he's given us. These tools that he's given us to stand in these hours. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Remember tonight your obedience in feeding on the word of God. It's a must. Don't leave home with darling. Amen. The word of God. And it's a must. Not only that you feed on the word of God, but it's a must that you do what God has telling you to do. Praying in the spirit, building yourself up on your most holy faith, and begin to experience the voice of God. Moses heard the voice of God. He spoke to him face to face. Hallelujah. He said, my servant Moses, I speak face to face to him. Hallelujah. What a privilege that Moses had. I'm telling you, God is doing the same thing now. Every time you get into that word of God, God is speaking to you face to face, giving you instruction, giving you the anointing, the power, and the authority, making us strong in him. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you tonight that you're a good God and you're good all the time, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Do you feel like you've been beat up tonight? Do you feel like you've been challenged tonight? Well, praise the Lord. Lift your hands before God. We're not trying to take away from anything you're already doing. Just trying to add more and more to our life. We have to be wiser than our enemy. Amen. And if we are weak, the enemy will take advantage of it. He's looking for somebody that didn't read this morning. Looking for somebody that didn't pray. Looking for somebody that hadn't even heard the Lord say anything. And he's warning to trip you up. But if you're prayed up, if you've been feeding on the word and you've been obedient to God, the Bible said that you will be bold as a lion, for the righteous are bold as a lion. And God Just like he called his disciples, he's calling you today. He's calling and saying, will you go for me? David declared that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. We are being comforted by the Spirit of God, and the rod to drive the enemy away from us, which is the Word of God. And Father, as we lift our hands here tonight, God, we ask that if anyone that's lacking in any area and need the Lord's strength tonight, we want to pray and believe, God, that you are pouring out your Spirit tonight and you are strengthening us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your anointing that's upon our lives tonight. Thank you for making us bold soldiers that's in your army tonight. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon us tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I just believe that God is building a mighty, mighty army. Hallelujah. That's going to move in the supernatural. Hallelujah. We just thank you tonight. Just thank the Lord. And if you need additional prayer tonight, ministers are here. We want to pray with you. Anything that's in your life that you need prayer for tonight, we want to pray with you and believe God.